on page 104, we're talking about the Chasan and Kala. As I said last week, this Shmuz was actually given for Shavuos, but it obviously is speaking to us every day of our lives. Mihi Oysa Kala, page 104. Mihi Oysa Kala. So who is the Kala? Asher Nivcha Mikol Ha'amim. This is all coming together when we're talking about Shabbos, and we'll say Shabbos during the winter, and now it's all one sugya. Mihi Oysa Kala Asher Nivcha Mikol Ha'amim Loseis Chayim Lifnei Melech. Who is this Kala that's been chosen from among all the nations to have such shein? Thank you, Shkai. To have such shein in the eyes of the king. Who the king supports and encourages forever and ever. Yesh fi Yehudi oilu mes'ala b'tfila. Sometimes a Yid, a Jew, is oilu mis'ala b'tfila. He davens strongly. And he puts a lot of kaychus into the davening. Uchadarko shel guf, and the way it is in this world with the body, is nechlash, she becomes weak. V'naset tzomei, he becomes hungry, arroiva, thirsty, arroiva, hungry, cholush, weak, ayev, tired. V'siyashiv ala shulchan b'chayisa oinim u'mazbiya tzarech gufa, he sits down after davening to have something to eat. B'sayich tayichay nilchash lekol. And then inside of me hears a certain voice, and the voice is saying, Hine ata, kfisha ata b'amis. Now we get a real look at who you are. This is who you really are. But you were by davening a few minutes ago, that you were on fire with davening, and your davening is so strong, and you were with such kaychas. But look at you. Look at you now by the breakfast table, gobbling down your breakfast. This is b'amis who you are. I mentioned earlier over the years that I once heard, I don't know if I heard from myself from a Volbi, or I saw it in one of the Swarm. I don't remember. I think it's maybe in a safe. I heard him a few times, but I don't remember. But Rav Volbi once wrote or said that he went on a tiyul. He was on a tiyul in the Golan when we had the Golan back, and he went up and he was on top of a mountain. It was just breathtaking, and he said that he was filled with such a tremendous ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said it was one of the highest points of his life. And in terms of Dveikus Hashem. And then they came down from the mountain, and there was a kiosk at the bottom of the mountain. And Rav Volbi said that he didn't push people away, but he was edging his way in to get his bottle of seltzer, his soda. And he said, this is a mensch, this is a human being. He said, a few minutes ago, I was at the highest point of my life, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and now I'm shoving, like, you know, I'm ready to push some old lady over to get my seltzer. He didn't quite say that, but, you know, I'm just a shtick, gosh, it's a piece of this world. I'm just a piece of this world. So who am I fooling? There's a feeling that a person has like that. Now that's only when you're talking about a glass of seltzer. We're talking about sitting down to a kosher meal. What if a person has a very, very strong davening, and then he finds himself, God forbid, doing an aveira a little while later? So that's even worse of a feeling. The feeling is that what? Hine ata kfisha ata b'amis. This is who you really are. This is the person who you really are. The one that's sitting there, not just having a bowl of cereal, but leaning into the bowl of cereal. That's who you really are. What about the person from Oz Yashir? What about the person from Ashrei, from Baruch Shama? What about that person? There are moments, but it's not really who I am. Hine ata kafish ata bemes. Mashahayi betfila, what took place during davening, enokim chizoyan zmani, it's just a temporary little vision, an experience of something, but it's not really that which is kavua in us. It's something that's out of the ordinary. The ordinary is very ordinary, just a piece of gashmis, and therefore, since it's something which passes, it's lo amiti. It's not true. Truth is something. We understand that truth is something which is d'varcha malkeinu emes v'kayim la'ad. Emes is something which is consistent. Emes is something which we understand is consistent. If something is true, it was true yesterday, it's true now. So we identify truth with consistency. And since the person's feelings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in connection to Hashem are so inconsistent, it's almost impossible not to come to the conclusion that that's not the emes of who I am. Because when it comes to the eating, when it comes to this world, for the most part, we are very consistent. And if every now and then there's a fast day, it's because it was imposed upon us, or for whatever reason we're fasting. But it seems to be that we're very honest when it comes to our physical needs. And we're very honest and we're very consistent when it comes to this world. When it comes to the other world, it seems that there are moments here and there, but could I really put that on my resume and say that the Bam is that's who I am? The person by davening, that was getting into the davening, or the person by Purim, or by Simchas Torah, whatever it is, the person from Shul HaShuvah, the person from Yom Kippur, can I say that, can I put that down as that's who I am? If it's occasionally, every now and then, there's a little bit of a flash of something, can I really put that down on my resume to describe who I am? Or should I really put the truth on my resume that I'm mostly milchiks and fleishiks, depending on what time of the day it is, and other things in between that are very much from this world? That voice that comes into a person's head that says that this is not the emes, this is not the truth. And by the way, you'll find support for that way of looking at things in many svarim. In the Moses Svarim, there's a great deal of support for that way of looking, for the way that Rav Albi saw himself when he came down and was going to the Makola to get a glass of seltzer. And he was very disappointed in himself. So there is much written in the Svarim, in the Moses Svarim, along these lines. If you want to know what the truth is, then you look and see what is it that you're consistently connected to. Other things in your life that only happen occasionally, at best, we can call them a mikre. Mikre. No. Every now and then. But the emes is something which is consistent. This voice that we've all heard is a voice that is not coming from the Nefesh HaLukis. It's not a voice that's coming from the Nefesh HaLukis. Kol zeh hu ha-teilas ha-ktana. That voice is the little worm. Ha-echeles es ha-eitz mi befnim, that eats up the tree or the food or whatever it is from inside. It just erodes and destroys from the inside. Umachala es kol kulay, and ultimately destroys the person entirely. Lamros, even though shimachutz nisah shalem, even though on the outside everything looks intact. On the outside the tree looks like it's fine, or the apple looks like it's fine, and on the outside the person continues to be an observant Orthodox Jew. But you and I know that there's a worm that's there's a worm that's infesting our community, our Orthodox community, and this is one of the major strategies of the worm. this way of thinking is one of the major strategies of the worm. On the outside, a person can go on looking like everything is okay. But then on the inside, you lose your entire cheshek to daven and to grow. If you don't feel that it's true, that it's real, and you're, by nature, you're an honest person, you're not trying to play games, you're not trying to fool anybody, so that worm just causes terrible erosion. B'yayim min hayamim, kasher kvar lo yinoisa yoisim eklipa chitzonis dekika, and then what happens is that it just, at some point, all that's left is a very, very thin peel. Just a thin peel. You know, just Shem HaShabbos. Which, I'm not saying it's a small thing, but just Shem HaShabbos. Wear a yarmulke. But just the thin peel is left of that person's Yiddishkeit. And then what could happen, what often does happen, is that the whole thing just collapses, just shatters, it breaks, it falls apart. It's totally rotted. And it's gone. And everything is lost. Yehudi chayv liyos ozer bevados de kedusha, the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, is that a Jew has to be girded, ozer, like a belt, armed and equipped, bevados de kedusha, with a holy certainty. Vados the Kedusha. There's a whole section in the Ayres HaKadosh Rav Kook on Vados, on certainty. And the person being in a place of Vados, it's the opposite of a Malik, a Malik is Sophic. Vados. This whole Indian, of course, is the Indian of a Malik. V'ata Oyef V'yageya V'loyer Elukim. That's when a Malik comes over and says, do you see who you really are? This is who you really are. Oyef V'yageya V'loyer Elukim. That's who you really are. Well, you had an exciting... you had an exciting seder and learning, or you had a good davening. That's just a perversion of your true self. The true self is oyef v'yageya v'leir elakim necheshalim, weak and empty, and so on. But a Jew is chayvli as ozer b'vados the kedusha sheyesh ba oiz atzum, that has tremendous strength. He has to have a certainty, a feeling of confidence and certainty. It has oiz atz, is powerful, strong. Neither she'echem mishmoisel shkodesh baruch hu huvadai. That's why one of the names of Hashem, it's not one of the names that can't be erased, but one of the ways that we refer to Hashem is vadai, certainty. As we say, Havadai Shmo Kein Tehilosai. Havadai Shmo, just as his name. His name is beyond any doubt, certain. Kein Tehilosai, his praise. V'isim Aval Shem Tov, Sheshem Kodesh Zeh, Hu Skulu L'Shmiru L'Kedusha. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught that thinking about Hashem in that way, thinking of the letters Vadai, when a person needs extra chizik, some chizik, and to think of Vav Dalet Aleph Yud, the Baal Shem Tov taught it's a very powerful shmir. Vadai. Vadai. Yikasher ha'odam nofel besveikas upikpukim, when a person falls into all kinds of doubts and skepticism and doubts, im achein mechubuhu oylai loy, whether he's truly connected to God or maybe not, he doesn't see his connection to Hashem as a strong, absolute part of reality. He doesn't see that. We have to arm and to strengthen and to equip our souls with this strength of vados, of certainty. Vadai shmo kein tehilosa. Shaha'asiyah hina chana v'aderech brura. Mekoach kach, lahadoiv kol hirhu shal chulsha rifyon benusach shal sofik amatya malik. And we have to do things in a way where we feel confidence and certainty that these, that the good things that we do in our lives, those good things are not out of character. Even though we're inconsistent, it doesn't mean it's out of character. It doesn't mean that. It means that there are things that are preventing us from living up to our true character. But it doesn't mean that when we do something that's right, it's out of character. When we do something that's wrong, it's out of character. Even though we might be, might be doing something consistently wrong, it's still out of character. This is something we discuss all the time, and it's a very big yisoid in Chassidus. This is the only way to overcome the weakness that comes with that nusach of safek, of doubt. That's the Gematria Amalek. When you look in the Svarim, the ikinyin of the safek of Amalek is not doubting God's existence, it's doubting the relationship that, that God has with me. In the other Svarim, safek Amalek is the inyan of doubting Hashem, whether he exists. That was not something that, when you look in the Svarim HaKadosh, that's not something that, that occupied the minds of the Talmidei Baal Shem. That wasn't part of their of what they were working with. They were not philosophers. What they were talking about was the terrible doubts that a person has after looking at his or her life, the doubt of whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has a relationship and wants to have a relationship with me, whether I'm truly connected to him, and whether or not I truly want to serve him. That's the suffix of Amalek. Not whether God exists or he doesn't exist. Not Hayesh Hashem Imayin, but Hayesh Hashem Bikirbeinu Imayin. The pasuk doesn't say that God exists or doesn't he exist. Vayava Amalek. The pasuk doesn't say that. It says when Amalek was coming, it says Hayesh Hashem Bikirbeinu Imayin. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected to me? Is he with me? Do I have a relationship with him? Not Hayesh Hashem Imayin. By the Eitz Hadas, by the tree of knowledge, which is the tree of doubt, the one of the Sveik, it's called in Svarim. There, you remember, when the question was asked, Hamin Ha'Eitz, Asher Tzivisi, did you eat from the tree? So the response was, Hanochash Hishiyani. The Nachash convinced me, tricked me, and so on. The Menesasa brings from before, from Kadmainim, that Hishiani is the Isis Yesh Ayin. Yesh Ayin. There was an issue in Das, in understanding, or whatever that was, a Mer Madrega, there was a matter of a misunderstanding. It was a philosophical error of some sort, an understanding on a very deep level. Later on, when the Nachash would reappear in the guise of Amalek, so it was Hayesh Hashem Bikirbeinu Imayin, Bikirbeinu. Now that it's been established that God does exist, the issue is no longer his existence, it's his, the issue is, does he have a relationship with me? Do I have a relationship with him? Do I have a shaykhus in my, am I on his radar? That's the issue now of this. That's the way that Amalek comes now. Not for most people, it's not whether God exists or he doesn't exist. That's old fashioned. Yochel haya Hashem Yisbarach livchel am. Now, getting back to the Kala. Now that we've cleared up a little bit something about this misunderstanding. Hashem still could have chosen a nation. He could have designed such a nation and taken us as his people and sent us into the world as his people to bring the whole world back to him. That it could have been an Am Shalom Einan Asid Samevayev. Could have designed a people who do not become thirsty and tired. It doesn't mean physically. It means who do not lose their cheshek, do not lose their hope. Ra'iv, hungry, v'cholush, and weak. Kezesha azoya shalei la'olam, Ein Kav of an Eichel. Hashem could have created such a nation whose shine, whose brilliance and shine, doesn't fade, doesn't get dim, doesn't get weak. And that nation, that super nation, could have gone into the world and could have changed the entire world. You see, we're not dealing right now with, at least not in any kind of an obvious way, with trying to change the world. We're just trying to hold on to what we have, and if we could get to a couple of Jews, it would be a nice thing. Forget about the world. So Hashem Yisbarach could have made a nation that he would have sent here into this world that would have been really up to the job of bringing his light to the entire world and turning the whole world around. A nation whose mind is always clear, consistently clear, solo betmidius, always clear, never forgetting what's the tachlis and what are we doing here and so on. The kavachomish and a nichshol machshavas shalroa, certainly kavachomer that is not nichshol and machshavas and all kinds of thoughts that are bad. In a nilka bepach meisim, doesn't get trapped in a web of averis and wrong things and so on. Vein etzlo mitzias shomar v'roigias, doesn't have a mitzias, a bitterness and anger. Am shekulei emes lamita. Hashem Yisbarach could have created and sent into this world a nation that's an emes lamita. Tzedek, noki, everything fine. Shuva sheyilo yisbarach l'kala nor chsuda. It would be a beautiful kala, a kala that befits the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hashem Yisbarach could have. Hashem Yisbarach was the most eligible bachelor there ever was, and he could have chosen such a kala. He could have called the shots, and had such a shidduch. Instead, he has us. Abba Kfar, the bottom of page 104. Abba Kfar Shura HaPaitan, who we see in the davening of Musaf Yom Kippur. B'piyat HaShrei Moscha, Kaidim Kedusha. Right before Kedusha, there's a beautiful, beautiful piyat. Amon HaShivchi HaShem Yisbarach HaShrei Moscha B'Reli Ma'ala V'Safi Eish. And the Machzer describes the praises of Hashem, the great pachad, the great fear that the angels have, all the angels in Shemaim have for Hashem, and the great standing in Madrega of these Srafim and Chayis, these angels that are in the higher world. Im Kol Zayis, page 105, Im Kol Zayis, V'avisa Tehila. I find this one of the most moving parts of the entire Machzor. Vavisa Tehila. What does it mean, Vavisa Tehila? If they're describing Hashem's greatness, and how the Malachim appreciate Hashem's greatness, and the Malachim are trembling in fear of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Paitan says, but still, Vavisa Tehila, it seems, Hashem, you desire praise, not from the angels. And that's not why you created the entire world. But Vavisa Tehila from who? Nizaya Kava. From a light that is extinguished, from human beings who die. The Chasre Seichel. Do I have to translate that? Chasre Seichel. Idiots. That's what you. V'avisa Tehila, such a kala. Chasre Seichel. Imagine you get a resume for your son. And you're looking for kala, and it says over there, Zoya Kava, she's going to die. Chas v'chaseira seichel, something's kind of seichel. She doesn't have such a good seichel. Chor shei resha, plotting to do all kinds of evil things. And the Paitan says, v'hi tihila secha. And Hashem, that's the greatest praise. That's much greater than any angel could ever think of. That with all of our faults, with all that we have, avisa tihila, that you want us to praise you. There's nothing greater that we could say about you, Hashem, that you still with everything, that you love us in such a way, and that we're your kala, and that our words and our actions and our thoughts are so meaningful to you. when you have all of these malachim that are trembling and shaking and everything, and but that's not what you want. That you have whatever that inyan is with the malachim, but va'avisa, what you want is va'avisa tehil. Va'avisa tehil, look, the machzor, the whole thing. It's too bad there's no English machzor around here. We could die to just read it together. Where would it be? It's put away, right? The other stuff's away. Okay. No, it's okay. But look inside when you get home to take a look. Vavisa Tehila. Vavisa Tehila. But the Baruch Shalom has such a vihiti lasach. Then vayta Vavisa Tehila nilkudei pach. Baruch Shalom, you want praise from whom? From those who are trapped. From those who are trapped in life. Or caught and trapped in life. Those who are poisoned by bitterness. Misruche mas, those whose actions smell bad. Lasuach means to stink. Whose behavior stinks. Misvei roiges, those who are filled with anger. Have bad tempers. And poor midas. And those are the ones that you want to daven to you. Avisa tehila. You desire their praise. Vehi tilasach. And that's your greatest praise. Vavisa tehila meidur emes. Those who are missing the truth. Those who don't get it. Those who don't get the truth. Who are running away from the truth. Mekara bechenef. Who even say things that are blasphemous. Not blasphemous. Kara bechenef that are flattering. Chanifa. That they... Phonies. Closing of the Shema Yisum. Nashir Shavisah. Closing their eyes and chuckling. But a bunch of chayfem, flatterers, phonies. Merchoke emes those who are so far from the truth. Marike tzedek were empty of righteousness. Fihiti lasa. That is the greatest praise. Your greatest praise. You said you desire our praise. People like us, the greatest thing we could say about you is that desire that you have. There's nothing greater than that. What greater thing can we say? Ravisa tilim ribos of Adam. Not from the angels. Ribos of Adam. From flesh and blood. Mehevel v'to, I don't have to translate. Mason the mishpat, those who die the mishpat in judgment, meaning they don't die for no reason. They deserve to die. V'chayim berachamim, but when they live, it's only berachamim, you understand? V'chayim berachamim. Mason the mishpat, they deserve death. And the only reason that you keep them alive is chayim berachamim. It's rachman is that they're alive. And they are the ones who give you pride, who give you pride and glory. Chai Halom, the one who lives forever, and your pride is upon them, and your splendor and glory is davke revealed through these people. So if I could have the chutzpah to dare respond to Rolby's bad feeling about himself, not that any of us are worthy to interpret the what a tzaddik is writing or saying, but I would say to Rolby, the fact that you're the same Jew that when you were on the mountain you were crying with longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the same Jew that's pushing a little bit to get a drink of seltzer at the bottom of the mountain, hiti lasach, das is das, avisa tehila. What greater praise is there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So you're not a malach, you're not an angel. It says in Pasuk Mishpatim, anshei kodesh tehili, to be human beings of holiness. That's how the Kotzker explained it. It doesn't say to be malachim, it says anshei kodesh. I want you to be human beings who are holy. Human beings. Anshei Kodesh. Kosh Baruch Hu says That's where my nachas comes from. That's where my nachas comes from. Zed Yukon Ha'am Ashaniv Chalias Kalashas. This is the image. This is the picture of the nation that was chosen to be Hashem's Kala. You had a good line. You saw that the film about the Rebbe Melech that we had here the other night. So Rebbe Wein had a good line over there. He spoke about how the Baal Shem Tov said how made a big thing about loving Jews, and he said, and you know how he speaks that, like he's got that drawl. Mm-hmm. That Midwestern draws, and you know, it's not so easy to love Jews. It's not so easy to love us. Not so. Anybody who's ever had a business in a Jewish neighborhood, it's tiring. It's very, very hard. Very hard. It's not easy. Not an easy chever. Not an easy chever. Wherever we go, wherever we travel, I'm not talking about anti-Semites this time, the anti-Semites. Whether they're in Paris, you heard what happened in France. Wherever they are, there are people who have something else going on. I'm talking about Stam. It's not so positive. All kinds of inyanim. And this is the color that Hashem has chosen. Stand on a street corner in Yerushalayim and just watch the parade that goes by, like at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. All kinds of funny things. just funny people doing funny things and all kinds of stuff. And then Nebuch poor people, and then people arguing and fighting. And it's an Amshe Earth. It's not Pashit. Not Pashit. Any business, when they see a couple of people that look like they didn't walk in, they right away go, oh no. Under their breath, they're hearing. Now we're going to start with the negotiations, and the it's not good enough, and then returning it 6 months later, you know. Vavisa Tehila. This is Hashem's Kala. Hashem took a Kala. Yeah. That's the Baruch Hashem's Kala. Zayakov, Chas, Vesechel, Suche, Mas, Svay Roigas, Yidui Emes, Kari Chenef, Chayke Emes, Reke Tzedek. It's worse than Chargadia, the whole thing. Kashen Nivgoish is Hashvachim, Halolub Yehudi, Shibsivis Seinu. If you meet, Kashen Nivgoish is Hashvachim, Halolub, if you see these praises in a Jew, around you in your neighborhood. And what about if it's not just somebody else that you see with this whole list of problems, but you know that you yourself fit very, very neatly onto that list. You go on that whole list, you go, yep, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. And then you're wondering if all of that, that the Baruch Hashem still wants us to put on the wedding gown and go, and he wants to take us still to the chuppah. Chavanei mikan ve'elach. V'karol b'shmei ha'mali v'ayofe shekar shenis boch. Toya kalam oidnes ala. If you see a Jew like that, and if it happens to be yourself, you don't forget for a second that Hashem knows exactly who you are. And he describes us, as we say in the Machzor for Shavuos, kala, toya kalam oidnes ala. The Baruch Hashem says, I have the best kala in the world. Toya kalam oidnes ala. A very, very exalted kala. Knesset Yisrael. Very, very great kala. It's not embarrassed or ashamed at all. V'sifa'atocha aleyam. He's proud of his kala. You ever go someplace and you see there's a husband and wife walking down the street, and you see that this one is very, very beautiful, the other one is like, you know, it's like the Beauty and the Beast, you know? And you look at this and you say, you know, how did such a thing happen? Did such a thing happen? And in each other's eyes, they're in Gan Eden. But there could be people from the outside that look at this like somebody fell in. This is a mistake. Something happened. Something went wrong over here. And when you look at yourself, you feel like, how the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you think he'd be a little bit, he would have done a little bit more research, he could have, should have, he would have looked up a little bit, maybe called some other people, looked in to see what's going on with us. Kamu umlolo kala. Oh, how humiliating, how embarrassing. And there's a kala hamastira mum gufani anavshi. If there's a kala, she's engaged, and she has certain problems, either physical problems, something that's not right, or some emotional inyan, and she has to hide them. She's covering them up. The tamid aleh lahamid panim, she's always trying to present herself. Levilti terah b'klayim, that she shouldn't be seen for who she really is, which is some sort of damaged good. Something damaged. There's something damaged, emotionally or physically. So she tries to put her best foot forward and to give the impression that everything is fine. But if you're a decent and honest person, as a thank you. So let's just finish the paragraph and we'll go over it in English. Thank you. But if you're a decent person, so you know, she can't live like that. The life is a terrible life to live with the covering up. It feels terrible. And how horrible it is to be weighed down by this dark secret that's threatening the whole relationship. There's this dark secret. Of all the stuff on this list, plus something, plus other things. That's weighing down. Because how could I go ahead with the chasna? How could I be in a relationship when I know that I have these faults and I'm making like I don't have these faults? Vanu klal Yisrael nilkachnu l'nesuon aydei misha makir mikarv kol mum v'chol pegir shabana. But the thing is, you can't pull anything over the Bnei Shalom's eyes. Our chosin knows everything. Our chosin knows exactly what's going on with each and every one of us. He knows what's wrong. And therefore, when he says these beautiful things about us, when he describes us as Tari Kalim Ba'id Nisala, Kach kefi sha'anu, al sa'anu chavivim lefonav. He shows us such love, and he's taken us to be his Kalim. And he knows the pogrom. He knows what's wrong. Ha'alonu b'machshava oid kaidim b'yis ha'olam. And this was his machshava. We were his choice. It was on the invitation. Before the creation of the world, the Rosh already had the invitation written up. Ha'echin avareinu b'yis chasnas. He already had a wedding. He had already the hall picked out. It's called Habriya Kula, Bereishis, all of creation, was the wedding hall. And everything in the whole world, everybody is just guests who are invited to the chasna. What's the chasna? The chasna is B'tikut Shabichim Knesset Yisrael. The whole world is just up to shaykhis, to the chasna, the chasna kala. If you behave, you get invited. If you don't behave, you're not allowed in. But the whole world is just a chasna. The whole Bria is only a chasna between Kutchabichu and Knesset Yisrael. The rest of the world is spectators. It's not sometimes the spectators act up and act in a way that's not nice. But the whole world is just coming to watch the chasna. The chasna is Kutchabichu and Knesset Yisrael is the chasna. Rachis, Bishvi Yisrael, Shanikwa Rachis. There are a lot of pages in this mitzvah. Okay, here's Kedusha. Okay, it's a lot of pages, Kedusha. That's not a type of... Yeah. And here we can get the whole list. Ready? I'll just go straight to English. A Asherim Asach Abarelli Oymen Babiri Yonis. Okay. I don't know how you read this. From which side? From the left. Yeah. Okay. In power upon those mighty who are faithful, upon the angels, your fear is, though your fear is upon them, and your awe fiery upon those who are solely with ice, the angels, upon those whose fire is intermingled in a valley from dwellers from cloud. Vavisa Tehillah. No, it goes the other way. Vavisa Tehillah. Yet you desire your praise from those formed from clods of earth. Now it's getting close. From those formed from clods of earth, from dwellers in a valley, from those meager in accomplishments, from those poor in deeds, and this is your praise. Though your fear is among the multitude of angels, in the movement of camps of angels, in the assembly of thousands, and the evidence of myriads, and your awe is upon them, it always is contrasting what Hashem has in Shemayim, and what he has over here. Yet you desire praise from men whose countenance changes, from men whose splendor becomes extinguished, from those lacking intelligence, he says it nice, from those scheming to do wickedness, and this is your praise. Though your fear is in the measured out lofty heavens, in the well-ordered celestial realm, in those who dwell in the dark cloud in the curtains of your abode, and your awe is upon them, in Shemayim, yet you desire praise from those stained by sin, kisume shemets, from those embedded with stains. Not just that there's stains, it's embedded with stains. From those ensnared in a trap, and from those who like gall embittered, and this is your praise. Though your fear is in the pathways of the heavens and the heights that are beautiful, in the spread out heavenly tent, in the guiding of the clouds, and your awe is upon them, yet you desire praise from those of putrid deeds, from those sated with anxiety, from those devoid of truth, from those born by God from the womb, and this is your praise. Though your fear is upon those who open their mouths to say Kaddish, holy, upon those who burst forth with Baruch, upon those whose with faces on four sides, upon those wrapped around with six wings each, and your awe is upon them, yet you desire praise, from those who are called nothings, Ayin, from those who call with duplicity, Fakers, phonies, chenef, kari chenef. From those far from the truth, from those devoid of righteousness, and this is your praise. Though your fear is upon those who are flames of fire, upon the paths of water, upon those in the heights of exalted heavens, upon those in lofty heights, and your awe upon them, yet you desire praise from flesh and blood, from futility and nothingness, from grass that is dried out, from a shadow that passes by, from a blossom that withers, from those whose souls are terminated, from those whose spirits float off, from those whose lives flitter, fly away, from those whose souls leave them, from those whose unique souls go out from them, who are heard in judgment, die in justice, live through mercy, and give glory to you, O life giver of the world, and your glory is upon them, and your glory is upon them. That's how we come to Kedusha. There's no more beautiful thing in the whole world than this, than that piyut. There's nothing more beautiful than that. Avisa Tehillah. And that kibyoch is Hashem's greatness. That's the kala. That's the chasm. Netar l'atzmeinu. I say. Shnilkachnu la'am l'Hashem Yisbarach. Let's imagine that Hashem Taka took us as his kala. Ach lo hidil on okeitzel lahafik leirotzim. But he didn't tell us. He didn't let us know, like, how do we please him? What should we do? Imagine that he just made us into his kala, and that we don't know what to do. Kamim on a babayke. Imagine what it would be like if we didn't have Chas Hashem Atayra. If Hashem revealed all this to us, that he ati bechaton mikol ha'amim, all these beautiful, beautiful things were Hashem's kala. And then it's after the chasna. So then what? So it's after the chasna, after shavuos. So let's say there was no Torah that was given, no mitzvahs. You know, there are homes that are like that. There are marriages like that, and there are families that are like that. We have people where they say, I love you, I love you, I love you, but it doesn't add up to anything. What does it mean? What is expected of Children need to know what's expected of them. They need to have instructions. They need to have a Torah from their parents. Not just, I love you. No. You have a lot of that. I love you. No, so this is. Now, what is that? So what does it mean? What's a mechayev? What is it? So imagine if we would wake up the next morning after the chasna, write some lasses for nachas ruach b'shashum, and we want to give nachas ruach. We want to give a kosh baruch hu nachas ruach. And delight. Since we can't see God, he's complete ruchnius, and we can't see him. Ein lo nahasoge manase. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do on our own. We don't know what it is. We don't know on our own. What's a tefillin? What's a Shabbos? We don't know. What do we do with our lives that's different from what the rest of the world does with our lives? So he made us his Kali, he says he loves us, he gave us all these fantastic presents and praises and all that stuff. And now, so what? But Lamaisa, what do I do? What Nachas Ruach do I give to the Chasm? And how am I different from all the other girls that he could have chosen? What makes me different? Ma Rava Chesed Shnos Lano is Mitzvah Satar. The Gevaldige Chesed that the Baruch Shalom gave us the Mitzvahs of the Torah. Shebechsav Shebal Peh. Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Hamidim Lano Bepashis to tell us clearly Ma Lasa is Vekeitzad. What to do and how to do it. And we have the opportunity to give nachas ruach to the chasn, to the bar ilam. And he told us, this is what gives me nachas ruach. Ezer rotzen oilu lefon of nachas ruach. Exactly what is it that if you do these things, it gives me nachas ruach. Hashem didn't leave it as a mystery to us. It's all, we have it, it was written, it was given to us. What gives him nachas? If a person goes on the 15th of Tishrei, he takes a luluf. Beautiful. And if a person goes with a luluf on Sukkot, and Hashem told us, that's it. You did an amazing thing. And what did you do? Nachas ruach lafanai shamati v'nasav b'tzayim. You give me nachas ruach. I asked you to do this for me, and you do this. And on the 15th of Nisan, by the Seder, you're eating some flour and water that was baked together and didn't become chametz. You ate proper matzahs. Besides the lulav and the matzahs, all the mitzvahs that we do, and the mitzvahs and the various that we stay, that he says these things, I don't like you. When you do these things, it takes away the nachas ruach. And he taught us, and he gave us a way of life, before the Maisa, a practical and real thing. What do we do that will bring that ahava, that strengthens that bond, and that rotzen, and that nachas ruach? It's not left up to our imagination, he told us. But all the Svarim tell us how much light is contained in the mitzvah. So we just do the mitzvah properly, even if you don't know what it's talking about. Just by doing the mitzvah, and you know that you're doing the mitzvah, you have in mind to put on tefillin. You don't know all the ins and outs and what's going on. Just the mitzvah itself. It gives nachas ruach l'fanei shamati v'nasav b'tzayini, that I said, and you're doing what I asked. You're doing what I asked you to do. But a tremendous amount of light is contained just in the etzem ha'maisi kivishanasa, in the act itself kivishanasa. L'mal mitam v'das. It's higher than anything that a person can understand. Page 106. Etzem liban atar, when a person is sitting and learning, she's sichla v'dayt kivishanasa, like we learned from the Tanya. That means at that moment, your mind is connected to the mind, the das of Hashem, to Hashem's mind. That Hashem has infused, has injected His seichel, His infinite mind, into the Torah. I've written my soul, mamish. I've engraved my soul into the Torah. Hashem says that. When a person is sitting learning Torah, as or Hashem in his head, mamish. Mitzvahs of Torah, all the mitzvahs of the Torah, k'maychein, limuda, and learning Torah. Hein lono eitzes mirachok, they are very, very deep eitzes, advice, mirachok, from far away from the master of the world. Eitzes mirachok, we don't understand how and what, but these are eitzes mirachok. Ladas is derech hachaim haritzuya, lachosni is baruch shemot, it tells us the way of life that the chosn wants us to live with him. Levilti niya tayim v'chol, we shouldn't be left in an empty vacuum, in an empty space. B'loy musug, b'loy bitoy ma'isi li nisuan asher zechibam, without any practical and real way to express, to articulate, and to make tangible this relationship of marriage that we have with the Borei Olam. He didn't leave us in a vacuum. He didn't leave us in emptiness. Stam achasna, it's very romantic, it's very beautiful. But what? He didn't leave us without a life to live. He left us with, he gave us with a life to live with him. Ach nishma sater hamitzvus pnimius in a matarosan, he etzim mitzius akesh ha-mashem esbach. The neshama, of course, of Torah mitzvus. The neshama, what feeling you put into it. What thoughts you have. How we try so hard to have those good, positive, loving feelings. Of course, that's the etzim mitzius akesh ha-mashem esbach. That's what makes the relationship. Of course, that's what makes the relationship a kesher, a strong bond. It's above and beyond what we do. But the color pachas to do what we're supposed to do. The kach nidreshes tzlilus das v'zbeinin shel shalva. In order to come to the neshama of the mitzvahs and of Torah, a person, of course, has to have tzlilus das, a clear mind. V'zbeinin shel shalva and v'zbeinin shel shalva of shalva in a peaceful and tranquil way. Lichya is gam is etzem as a kesher mishem as well, to live in that kesher, to have that relationship. Because sof kol sof, even if you have a wonderful chasna kala, and she's always doing what the chasna, what her husband expects of her and so on, she's taking care, but that doesn't, altogether, that doesn't create the great sense of romance in the relationship. It's a commitment, and the commitment is very, very precious, is very valuable. But it's a sad thing if there's a marriage that consists only of commitments. It's a very sad thing. If a relationship consists only of commitments, of carrying out commitments and duties and responsibilities, okay, it's a marriage, but it's chaval. It's chaval. It has much more potential than that. And that's the neshama of a relationship. That's the ur. That's the light that's in a home. You could feel when you walk into a home, there's light between this husband and wife and with the children. If you walk into a home that's dark, even though it could be that they do everything the right way, but if there's an ur, if it's a lichtige home, lichtigkeit is something that is not just commitments. It's the light, the ur, the neshama, there's something there. There's something there. It's etzem ha'oinig. The oinig, the pleasure, the delight, the joy, the love that's in that home and that's with us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the kesher to have with the Shem Yisbarach. V'loi rak es ma shemevi l'dekach, not only to live with the commitments that bring to that, but to feel that, to experience that. If you have a friendship that's built entirely upon commitments and responsibilities, like partners in a business, it's not a very deep relationship. It's a business relationship. Each one comes into the business with his own needs, and he can't take care of these needs by himself. He needs a partner. But that's chaval. I mean, if that's your partner, that's fine. But that's a business relationship. That's chaval to have a friendship like that, where each one is in a friendship just because what I can get from the other guy. That's not a deep friendship. Lakein zokul lechaver shifuk because he needs somebody else. Like you have the taxi driver and the guy that's in the taxi, that hired the taxi. Yesh matar atzmi say yesh the pole them so shiny. The taxi driver has no relationship with the guy in the car. He needs to make a panasa, and the guy in the car is helping him make his panasa. But the taxi driver is doing his job, and he's taking the guy to where he has to go. And the guy that's going for the ride is doing what he's committed to doing, which is to pay the meter, what it says. But that's a relationship, that's chaval. It's not chaval for a taxi, you don't need to get into it. But when it comes to friendships, that's not a friendship. Kesha hanor rak soviv mechuyobis hadadis, a relationship that revolves completely around responsibilities and commitments. It's a hava that depends on things. It's a business. It's a business deal. There are many marriages that are just business deals, partnerships. And if that which is mutually beneficial and profitable for each side is no longer there, then there's no reason that they should stay together. They don't feel any need to stay together because we only stay together because it was profitable for each of us to be one or the other. It was a good business venture. If it's not profitable anymore, there's no reason to stay together. There are many such things going on in the world. It's not kedai. It's not just about commitment. And it's not just about responsibilities. That's the aleph. And to develop that and so on and so forth. That's our tachlis in life. Mishnah will continue next time.